You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 968. Today's Devo is called Be Confident with Prayer.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. My name is Lauren Alessi. Thank you for joining us. I am joined again with my beautiful sister-in-law, Rochelle Alessi.
Yes,
Rochelle,
hello, everybody.
How are you, Rochelle?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. We started to talk at the same time. That was kind of funny.
Awesome.
Okay, so Rochelle, what verse do you have for us today?
Yeah, today I have 1 John 5, 14 through 15, and it says, "And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us." I love this verse because it talks about the confidence that we have towards God.
Yeah.
And if you heard Monday's devotional, we talked about the difference between the confidence and trust and what confidence means. And so bringing that back a little bit, it just showed me that I can be confident with my prayer because I know that God hears me at all times, and I trust that he hears me. In fact, this verse, you need to continue reading this whole passage because it continues to say that if he hears us, then why are we not asking him these requests and all these things? Because he's listening to us. And sometimes we shy away from prayer and asking God what we really want or what we're really feeling because we have all these thoughts of, well, I don't know if God will listen to this, or I've prayed about this many times and it hasn't been solved, so I don't think God is listening to me. Instead of realizing, no, he's listening. And so I need to be bold with my prayer.
Yeah.
And I have to be confident with my prayer. And if I'm praying something wrong, he will show me. If there is something that I'm praying about is not answered, it's because maybe he already did and I just didn't hear it the way that I thought he would answer. Or it could be because it's not time yet. But either way, they're telling us in 1 John that he does hear our prayer.
Yeah.
And so because he does hear, we're confident to go and ask him for things because he will answer them. And so this just encouraged me in my daily prayer to just be confident with God and not be afraid to tell him exactly what I'm feeling and not say, I'll pray about that later. Because the reason we do that is because we don't feel like we either don't know how to do it or that he's even listening or this is worth bringing to God. But God wants to hear everything we have to say because it's kind of like they said, he's big enough to hear everything. And when you really start to speak to God, you realize how small you are. And it's the most amazing thing because you're like, I put this off for so long. In one 20-minute prayer, I just feel like I really heard God because I told him exactly what I was feeling, whether it was a right feeling or a wrong feeling. He will convict you of that. But it's my job to come confidently towards him.
Yeah. And I will say, because I feel like this is important to bring up, we were talking about this literally right before we pressed record.
Yeah.
If you're feeling a lack of confidence in your relationship with God, then maybe analyze that a little bit. Like, are you the Christian who's just relying on the one verse a day, right? Like, go back and read the full verse, the full chapter of what you're talking about, because you can't be confident in a relationship with somebody that you're having minimal conversation with, minimal contact with, because that's not a real relationship. And what God wants from you is a full relationship where you know his word, where you really know him. God wants that, but it requires that on both parts. We can't expect God to speak to us when we're not speaking to God and when we don't know him and his word. And so if maybe that's an area where you're listening and you're like, I want to be confident in God, but I'm not, well, maybe go back and read his word a little more, because you're going to see that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you'll find that in his word. So I really love that you brought this up. I love it was like perfectly going hand in hand with what we had just talked about before we pressed record. Rochelle, will you lead us into prayer for today?
Let's do it. Dear Father God, thank you so much for another day and another episode that we get to share with people. I pray right now that you just show us, give us a boldness to just pray to you because you are listening and Father, you care. You want to hear what we have to say because you love us and we are your children. And so I just pray that you continue to give us confidence to come boldly before your throne and just talk to you, Lord. Not with fears of whether it's right or wrong, but just with confidence because we know that you are our Father and mm-hmm. you are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.